listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. Well, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Giovanni Smith. You can call me Joe. Listen, when are y'all gonna sign me, okay? Someone is gonna sign me and y'all gonna be like, we knew her. Okay, someone's gonna sign me because I am just, I feel like I'm doing it every time.
And you are.
It's just a new beat. It's a new beat.
You really be feeling those intros.
I really
too.
Do. I really do be feeling these intros. Man, welcome back, Char.
Thank you.
We are back. I'm pretty sure there's somebody like, oh my God, she's the new co-host.
Like, who is Char?
Yes.
Why does she keep coming back?
Because I want her to, y'all. Okay. We are gonna be talking about professional, not ratchet.
Okay.
Professional, not ratchet. I will say, and this goes beyond all different scopes, I feel like we are forgetting sometimes how to be professional in our workspaces.
Mm-hmm.
How to be professional people. The way that we dress, the way that we, how we dress, how we talk to people, how we handle situations, how we handle conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a way to be petty, but to be professional. Because I don't think there are moments where, I don't believe people are taught how to be professional sometimes.
Yeah.
I think the way that they react is the way that they handle their issue.
Yeah.
So I had to go with it. Professional, not ratchet.
Yeah.
You just can't be acting like a fool.
Right.
Where you work.
Right.
No matter where you work.
And it never works out for you that way because people don't hear what you're saying.
People don't hear what you're saying.
So your message is unheard.
It's
and it
unheard.
Remains unheard until you know how to carry yourself in a way
Hello?
Where your message can
Come
be
on,
heard.
Come on, Lord, speak to your servant.
Just saying.
Speak to your servant. Now, I will say this. So number one, I mentioned, you know, the way that we dress and we carry ourselves. Now, yes, I like to be comfortable,
mm-hmm.
but I also like to look good.
Right.
I also like to stunt on the people.
Right. Slay.
I like to, you know, I like to slay. I like to walk the runway because I'm a woman of class. I'm a woman of stature.
Come on.
You know, I gotta do it.
Absolutely.
And I think when we do not take pride in who we are and how we present ourselves, people are gonna dismiss us.
Yeah.
People are gonna dismiss us, specifically in the workplace. And I know some people are like, oh my gosh, like, why are we even talking about it? Because it's important.
Yeah.
Even if you were if you were working at a mall, even if you were working at a bookstore, McDonald's or whatnot, you need to practice professionalism.
Right.
And that's the way how you dress.
Yeah.
How you know, how you dress and how you carry yourself.
Right.
The way you dress in your workspace and how you present yourself, people are going to look at you differently. People are going to see you in a whole different light.
Right.
Now, a lot of people know this and some people don't. I used to have a mohawk
mm-hmm.
Before I shaved it and went all, you know, Okoyed on people
Come
and whatnot.
On.
But, and there was always somewhat of a fear with my parents that that I would be treated differently because of my mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my mohawk for about 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And anytime I never had a problem with my mohawk coming into work because I knew that although this was a very eccentric and different style, I knew how to wear it.
Right.
I knew how to style it. I knew how to come into work and give the people a show. A little curl, a little bounce.
Right.
You know? And this, for me, it wasn't to prove anything, but also to probably encourage other people or other young people who probably want to do. Now, there's a difference. I ain't go off and dye my hair pink.
Yeah.
There's a way of styling your hair and the way that I style myself where it was still professional and people still had respect for me.
Yeah.
So even in the way that I dress, you know, I just cannot walk up into my job just wearing anything.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Even with some jeans. Even if I had jeans on Jean Friday. Let me tell you, I'm about to put some boots up in them suckers and a little polo.
come on, come on with a little leather jacket.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, a little shrug a dug dug.
Razzle dazzle.
You know, a little razzle dazzle. Got to give it to the people. Got to give it to the people. So I think that there are certain ways that we could present ourselves in a professional manner and still be respected and still be, you know, uplifted and highlighted. So I would say number one is the way that you present yourself physically.
Yeah.
You know, and it's even the small things of brushing your hair.
Right. Brushing your teeth.
Washing your face.
Washing your whole body. Okay. Before work. Now, like, it's sad that we even have to say that stuff because people really do be walking into the office.
People do.
Looking
and
busted.
Yeah. And you know what? And I want to offer, this is not for us to like take digs at anyone. No, because some of the things, there are moments where I have been tempted to walk out the house looking any type of way.
Yeah.
There have been days where I'm just like, okay, well, let me just, you know, splash some water on my face and just go to work, throw on a little polo and whatnot. And people be looking at me, they're like, what is happening? You got bags under your eyes? You got crust up in your eye? Like, Joe, you must be better.
Yeah.
You know, like there are people who correct me in that.
Yeah.
And those are moments where like, and trust and believe that is rare.
Yeah.
Rare that I let myself go like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are also people who love me and able to tell me like, you need to get yourself together.
Yeah.
Starting by going home and getting the right proper, you know, the amount of rest that you need because you look like a zombie.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's a way of addressing people so you're not embarrassing them and you're not being like, ooh,
yeah,
sis, them bags.
Yeah, right.
You're looking terrible. You know, there's a way. Yeah, get it together. There's a way of how we address people. Mm-hmm. So taking care of yourself would be the second one. What would you think when you hear professional, not ratchet? What are some things that pop into your head?
Your behavior.
Oh.
Your verbal and nonverbal communication, you know?
Wow.
You know,
speak about the nonverbal.
The nonverbal, okay.
Because, you know, people be like, I didn't say nothing.
Fix your face, sis.
Fix your face. That face, that body language.
Right.
The way that your shoulder popped up.
Right. And body language will tell you, the nonverbal cues will tell you everything you need to know before someone says something.
Yes.
Right? The rolling of the eyes, the side eye,
the sucking of the teeth. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the fixing of the face, that y'all got to get that one. Yeah.
I am bad with my face.
I used to be too, but then I just learned how to just do this.
She's nodding her head and smiling, y'all.
Smiling. Okay.
No, yeah, I think they are very much. I mean, still now, like I am still learning how to fix my face.
Yeah.
Because everything, if somebody says something wild, it will show up on my face like, I'm sorry, what? Did you hear yourself? You know, like everything shows up on my face, but I have to be aware of the people that are around me, whether I'm at work, whether I'm at home, whether I'm out, because my face says everything.
Yeah.
And that is very important.
Yeah.
Or even the way that we move our eyes, right? Like the squinting, the side eye, everything. Like, and I don't think people, you know, y'all, people don't really think about these things.
Right,
they be
you
like,
don't.
Oh, y'all being petty, trying to scrutinize every single thing. But it is so important the way you carry yourself.
Absolutely.
The way, how you come off, what you're not saying.
Right.
Versus to what you're saying.
Right. And we're not saying that if you do those things, you're just completely unprofessional.
Right.
Because I feel like there are times and places where that is acceptable.
Right.
And also humorous. Right.
Right. Right.
But, you know, when we're talking about professionalism versus, you know, ratchetness, you know, that would fall on the side of ratchet.
Hey.
You know? You gotta know how to just, you know, be professional.
Be professional. Right? Be professional.
It's work.
It is work. I would say the last thing to be professional and not ratchet is the way we talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, I truly believe some of the conflict that we experience is the way we talk to people.
Absolutely.
It's the way we raise our voice. how you talk to them. You know, everybody said, don't talk to me like I'm a child.
Yeah. Don't act like one.
Don't. Right. So it's the way that we talk to people. And so I have really trained my ear in the way when I listen to other people, the way that I listen to people on the radio, podcasts, you know, just anything, and the way how they address issues, how they address conflict, how they're keeping that same energy across the board. They're mm-hmm. not switching up on other people.
Right.
And I really want to encourage y'all to figure out how you're talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important the way that you talk to people, because people really take in what we say. You know, and there's some people who don't, like, but I take in what people say, and I like to read in between what they're saying.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, and sometimes it kind of gets me in a place where I'm just like, okay, hold up. What do they mean? Why they got low when they said two?
Right.
Or why they got snappy when they said you? You know, like there are moments where I'm just like, why am I dissecting this whole conversation when I should be listening? So you have to be aware of how you're talking to people, and you need to practice active listening.
Yes.
Be willing to take feedback. Be willing.
Yeah.
You have to be willing.
You can't grow without it.
Hello.
Can't grow without it.
Growth. That's the word for 2019. Growth. You got to learn how to grow. You got to be willing to learn, and you got to be willing to grow. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into our sprinkle of excellence, and we're going to give you a little sneak peek into our next episode. Stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com.
Welcome
back to a
Cup of Joe.
Welcome back to a Cup of Joe, and we are going to be sprinkling some beautiful, beautiful excellence on an individual who is uplifting, highlighting in their community, in their lives, and anywhere else, you know? So our candidate is Tim Nelson. Man, this guy works as an accountant in the state of Florida. Not only is he managing his money well, he is also a worship leader. Come on, Lord.
Come on.
Tim exudes excellence within his craft and is creating community with those who have the same desires. I can only imagine. You know, people, all types of leaders just worshiping together.
Yeah.
Now, won't you put your fingers together, y'all? Won't you put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some lemon pepper on your hot wings?
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Sprinkling some lemon pepper on your hot wings and show your love and appreciation for my guy, Tim Nelson.
Hey.
That's a good. That was good. That was good. My mouth is watering.
The minute you said lemon pepper, hello. I knew where you're going.
It was good. It was good.
Shout out to Tim.
Now, next week, we're going to get into time management. Thank you guys for tuning in. So sit back, relax, and let us fill up your cup.
A Cup of Joe.
Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.